It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. You know what this is? A roll of paper towels. See in here? What holds those towels all around there is a tube. And there is an empty tube. All of the paper towels from this one are gone. But there are things that you can use this for. Yeah, you can use it for a telescope or a trumpet. Or you could use it for a baseball bat. You can think of lots of things to use such a thing for. I'll get a little car and use it for a tunnel. There's the tunnel. It's a tube tunnel. We'll put the car right in this end of the tunnel. And out it comes at this end. Let's try it once more. There it is. Now there's something with these paper towels that I want to show you. Two of them. Going to use those two for a napkin and a placemat. There's the napkin, and just a plain one for a placemat. And now I'll set this table with a fork, a knife, a spoon, and a cup, okay? And I like to take my time while I do such a thing. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. To tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you, and everything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Napkin, placemat, fork, knife, and spoon, and a cup or a glass. I wanted to show you this placemat particularly because Elsie Neal has a person at her shop today who weaves. Yeah, that person is a weaver. And sometimes weavers make placemats and things like that. And so I'd just like to take you over there and have you meet Diane Varga. Oh, give the fish some food first. Yeah. So that I can show you a real weaver, a person who really knows how to weave. Come along, then we'll come back here. Mrs. Varga.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Elsie not here?
No, she's out. She'll be right back, though.
I see. Well, she told me you were going to be here today, and I wondered if you'd show my friend some of your weaving.
Sure. Would you like to see my loom and how it works?
Yeah. This is a big loom, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is called a loom. Yeah, for weaving.
Now, I'm just slipping my thread back and forth here. And beating it into place. And the threads go up and down.
How do you make that stuff?
Well, with my feet. If you look right down here, I'm pushing petals down here. And the threads go up and down when I push with my feet.
But do you need such a big thing as this to do all kinds of weaving?
Oh, no, you can weave on anything. You can even weave on a hula hoop.
Hula hoop?
Yeah, would you like to see?
Yeah, weaving with a hula hoop.
Come right
Where
over
is
here.
That?
Hi, Diane.
Hi,
oh, hi, Elsie.
Elsie.
Hey, Fred. Oh, Diane, I hope you've been showing Fred how you make all of your different varieties of weaving.
Yeah, I was just going to show him hula hoop weaving.
Oh, can I help?
Yeah, would you hold it and I can show
him? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, it shakes. It still has the bead in it.
Hula hoop.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do is pick every other thread up and just slip right through here.
Isn't that
And push long? It into place with my hand. Now, I can go around and around and around and make the weaving get bigger and bigger and get a big circular piece of weaving. I could use it for a rug or a table cover or something like that.
Great idea.
Just fill this up.
Yeah. Just keep going around and around.
Mrs. Varga, how does the back of this look?
Well, it still has plain threads on it, but I can weave pie-shaped pieces on the back and cut the piece off of the loom and get a piece that's shaped like this.
Oh. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
You can work on both sides.
Yeah, sure. Or you could do two separate weavings.
I see.
Weaving on your hula hoop.
And when you're finished, you can hula.
Yes.
You can also weave on drinking straws.
How so?
Well, come and see. I have some drinking straws right here that I've slipped the thread clear through from here to here. I have the threads tied at one end.
I mean, it's...
It goes straight through.
Do you have any that I could show my friend?
Yeah, there are some straws over here.
Here's the same cord. You can work with that.
You mean you just put it in?
Yeah, you just push it through. Now, if you twirl the thread and push the straw up, you'll get it... Yeah, it's going.
Watch for it to come out the other end.
It's coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
There it is.
Aha! Right through.
Now, you did that with all these.
Yeah, now I have five straws here that have threads through them. What I'm going to do is weave with the green thread here.
I mean, you're going under one and over the
one,
other.
Over one, over, under, back and forth.
Is that how you made all this down here?
Yeah, and what I do... After I get a segment woven, I can just push it up off of the straws and slip my straws farther down.
As you push it up, you pull
the straws down. And my weaving gets longer and longer and longer. And I can make a belt or a strap out of this.
But it's all woven right on?
Right on the straws, and then you slip it off the straws.
But then it stays on the thread that
goes through. It stays right
on
the thread that goes through the straws, yes. We also have paper weaving here.
Oh, and this is interesting.
Now, this is a weaving that someone's done with paper.
Oh, that looks hard, is it?
Oh, it's not at all. I have some here that I'm just working on. Now, I've slit the paper this way, one sheet of paper this way. You can see all the slits in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've started already weaving through with one other piece of paper. And I can cut it in any shape that I like. And then just weave it. Through and push it up against the piece I wove before.
Oh,
and it fits perfectly.
I see. So the next piece would fit against
there. Right, exactly. And you can cut any designs you can like. You can make them very intricate or very simple.
I'd try one.
I was showing my friends how to set a table.
Oh, you were?
You know, with the... I thought this looked a little like a placemat.
Sure, you can make placemats like this.
In fact, we have some placemats.
Oh, do you?
Yes, Diane has made some in two different styles.
Wait a second till I get this through.
All right.
Now push it up against. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that'll make a great design the whole way through there. You have such a good idea. Those placemats
were... These are the placemats.
Where were they made?
Well, they were made on a loom just like this one. Right here.
You see, this is sturdy weaving.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
Then we have another set.
Oh, that's for me. Look at that. With the fork and the knife and the spoon. How did you put those on there?
Well, I sewed them on with a sewing machine.
Well, I'd like to buy these.
Well, we have four.
Good.
And that's,
I'll buy all four. That's enough for my family.
That's right. And you also get the napkins with this set.
Okay, well, how much are they, Elsie?
Well, this set is $4.
Okay, I have that.
Do you want me to wrap this for you?
No, thank you. There are four right there.
Oh, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elsie. And thank you, Mrs. Varga.
Thank you. It's nice meeting you.
We'll have a memento of your good work. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Don't run into us. We're on our way in.
Hi, Mrs.
McFeely. Hi, Mrs. Varga.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry's visiting me. Chrissy's coming tomorrow. All the gang will be at the house.
Great. Well, you have a treat right here.
Sure.
Be sure to show them the hula hoop and the paper stuff, too.
Drop by and see us, why don't you?
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I really like to be able to introduce you to people like Diane Varga. She makes beautiful things. I think I'll just give this place setting to myself and put one of these for you. Do you ever help your mom or your dad set the table? I'll get a fork, a knife, a spoon, and another cup. Pretend that it's for you. Fork can go right on top of the fork. The knife can go on top of that felt knife. Spoon can go on top of that felt spoon, and there's your cup. I had asked Mr. McFeely if he would deliver something to me today. Have you ever seen those party favors that you pull a little string and they make a noise? Well, he'll probably bring them to us later. We'll just have some make-believe now. There's the platypus mound. Let's make believe that Mrs. Platypus is planning a party for Lady Elaine. You know, sometimes people give parties for other people who are planning to get married. Miss Polificate could be there helping Mrs. Platypus at the platypus mound in the neighborhood of make-believe.
You're so kind to help, Miss Polificate.
Oh, King Friday told me to do everything I could to help you.
Well, it should be a nice party.
Oh, I think so. Where do you want me to put the placemats?
Oh, just put them down. I think put them down there, if you would.
Fine. No. Fine.
And then we'll stand around and we'll talk about weddings and lovely things like that.
You know, I was just not too sure about this whole wedding when I first heard of it.
Well, neither was I, but when Lady Elaine asked little Anna to be a flower girl, well, then I knew it just must be true.
Do you have her dress finished yet?
Oh, yes. I just finished it. Do you want to see it?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Be right with you.
Okay. Now, let's see. The fruit juice is in the refrigerator. The cup custard's made. Daniel will like one. Dr. Bill will love the other. Grandpere's going to bring the onion rings. And Corny.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, it is beautiful. Perfectly beautiful.
I know. My little Anna, a flower girl.
Where is she now?
Oh, she's down taking a rest right now. I want her to have plenty of rest before next Wednesday. She needs to be fresh, you know.
Oh, I would think so. You know, I was just checking my notes. And I wonder if anybody's invited Corny to the shower tomorrow.
Well, girls. Hi there. What's going on here?
Oh, we're just planning your party for tomorrow.
Oh.
Look at all the things we have planned.
Oh, boy, you really know how to do things.
Well, you're the one that's planning the wedding.
Oh, and what a job it is. So many details. But I love it. It's different from what I usually do.
Well, I guess so. By the way, Lady Elaine, we were wondering about Corny.
What about him?
Well, we were wondering if anybody had thought to invite him to the shower tomorrow.
Well, now, you know, he's busy with his work. We both have our work to do, so we're just trying to do this wedding on the side.
Well, you mean you don't think he can come?
Well, I'm not sure, but it certainly is nice of you all to do it. See you.
Okay.
She gets quicker every day.
I know.
Oh, hi, Handy.
How are you?
Hi, Handy.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. Lady Elaine's not sure that Corny can come to the shower tomorrow. Would you ask him?
Oh, I'll be glad to. You know, I still wonder if he knows very much about this whole affair. Well, I'll go ask him right now. Okay, see you later.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite sure about all this, about this wedding, but...
Corny? Mr. Pesciolli?
Oh, hello there, Handy. What can I do for you?
Well, just wondering if you could come to a party tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't, Handy. My salesman, Joey Hollingsworth, is with me right now, and we have lots of orders to fill.
Couldn't even come to a special party?
I'm so busy, I don't think I could even come to my own wedding if it were tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Well, that settles it. I'll tell the people who are having the party.
Oh, thanks anyway. I'll get back to my work with Joey now.
Okay, Corny. Well, I'm glad business is so good.
Business is really good. I'm a man who manufactures.
You're a man who manufactures.
I am who manufactures chairs.
You're a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres.
You're I'm a man who manufactures. That's right. See you, Handy. Goodbye.
Right, see ya. He's a man who manufactures. Boy. Does seem to be in a happy mood.
Hmm.
Who manufactures? Who men?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Handy. What did he say?
Well, he said he couldn't come tomorrow because he's too busy.
Just what we expected.
You know, but he said something else that really puzzled me.
What's that?
He said he's so busy, he doesn't even think he could get to his own wedding if it were tomorrow.
He said that?
Yeah. You know, maybe he does know something about this wedding business after all.
Well, he should. He's the groom.
Well, that's fair.
What the?
Hi, friends, how are you?
Hi, Joey.
Hi, Joey Hollingsworth, how are you?
Oh, very, very busy, but oh, really, really happy. In fact, I think business has never been so good. I'm on my way now to check on a shipment of supplies.
Well, mm-hmm. Could you come to our party tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love to. If I get a minute off, I will.
Gee, we'd sure like to have you.
Okay.
Yeah, try to make
it. I will.
So long.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I better be getting back to the castle.
Oh, I'm coming with you.
Okay.
Here's Anna's dress.
Okay.
So beautiful.
It is.
And don't forget, if there's anything more you need, don't hesitate to call.
All right, I will, dear. Thanks for everything.
Oh, glad to do
Bye.
It.
Bye, Elsie Jean.
Bye.
Charlie.
After you.
That wedding that Lady Elaine is planning, did she ever tell Corny that she wants him to be the groom? And there's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Good day to you. I'm sorry this delivery took so long, but I had quite a time finding these things.
Well, I wanted to show them to my friends. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use one of these?
Well, a long time ago.
Well, the first one I ever saw... Do you have a minute?
I certainly do. About a minute.
The first one I ever saw really scared me when somebody popped it. You know, there's this little thing in here that you... Mm-hmm. That you pull, you see, and it made a loud noise, the first one I ever saw, and I jumped because I didn't know about it. But there's a nice thing on the inside of it. It's a little tube, you see, like that tube that was on the paper towel roll. But inside the tube is a little crown.
A little paper crown.
Mm-hmm. This one isn't well made. See, those crowns are made by machines.
Mm-hmm.
And this one evidently got there.
There you go.
There it is.
I like
crown
that
for
one.
You.
All right, try that one on. Just pretend.
King McFeely. Mm-hmm. Let me see if this one works. You know, there's some people like to pop these things themselves, mm-hmm. and some people like other people to pop them for them. But if you like to pop it yourself, have to keep it far away from your face. Yeah. And sometimes they just don't pop at all. That one doesn't seem
Try
to be
one.
Popping. Try this one. See?
There you go.
But keep it always far away from your face.
Do they all have hats in them?
They should, yeah. Let me see if this one. If this one will. Yep. Here's another one.
Boy, I know someone who'd like to have those hats.
Oh, well, you're welcome to have them, Mr. McFeely.
See if that...
See if this one comes out just right. Yeah. There you are.
How do you do in speedy delivery?
How do you do in speedy delivery to you?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll just put them right in here and carry them back to some children who I know would enjoy the hats.
You're welcome to them.
Okay, and I'll say speedy delivery. I'll just pretend that's my speedy delivery hat.
All right, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good
Thank day you
to
very
you.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wanted you to know about that. Yeah, I know you like to be told about things. When you see one of those at a party, you know to hold it away from your face and that it might make a loud noise. And some of them might not even go off at all. Well, when you have a party, there's lots to clean up afterwards, isn't there? The toys, the things on the table, the forks, the knives, away from the face, and the spoons. And the cups. The placemats. Just take this one, too, with me. And the napkins. You can use all these things at my home. I'll leave these here. Put the car away. And keep this for right now. Goodbye, fish. We'll be back tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snack. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. We will have more things to talk about tomorrow. And I'll be here. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.